Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Park Ranger Tracy Spry with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers joins us on today's program to provide safety tips and more ahead of the 4th of July weekend at Lake Red Rock. Well, Tracy, the 4th of July holiday is upon us, and a lot of people, I'm sure, have a lot of questions about campgrounds and a lot of tips to remind people to stay safe at the campground. But before we get to that point, one of the areas of emphasis around the state right now has been discussion around fireworks. What are the rules and regulations when it comes to being on any lake property in regards to fireworks?
Well, it's been in the news about some of the rules being relaxed on private property. The rule for the Corps of Engineers managed areas has always been that fireworks or pirate technic devices of any sort are not allowed. So that has not changed.
And that would go for anything. So they hear the county law that may be able from 5 to 11, they're strictly prohibited. And a lot of that has to do with safety, I imagine.
Exactly. You know, we are a campground that basically becomes a small community during those times of busyness that we'll see here during 4th of July. And that's really something that would be better done away from other people using pyrotechnic devices.
And beyond that, we mentioned fire safety, and that's where we go to the campgrounds. And a lot of people will have some fires that they like to do when they go camping. What are the rules when it comes to fires here at Lake Red Rock?
We'd like people to keep them in the fire rings that are provided, keep them small, keep them contained, no bonfires. That way they are well controlled. Don't forget about those kids. You know, maybe you're making s'mores and roasting marshmallows. Kids sometimes like to play around fires, so make sure those little kids are always supervised and aren't allowed to play in the fires. And also don't burn things in the fire that really are not basically part of fire building materials. Sometimes we find cans and other plastic bottles and things like that that people are burning. That often gives off toxic fumes, and it's really not something we want to see in our fire rings as well. Before you leave the park, whether it's just for a day out on the water or it's you're leaving the site for the last time, please make sure that your fire is out. And, you know, douse it with a good amount of water, stir it around, douse it again. Make sure you don't leave that fire smoldering as you leave the park.
Well, and you mentioned supervising children. That's not only the case when it comes to fire, but one of the things that we always emphasize when we talk about safety is drowning and preventing drowning, especially along the shoreline. Just remind listeners why it's so important to keep an eye on children, especially if they're near the beach or if they happen to be near a campground where there is water.
Mm-hmm. For whatever age person it is, to just want to go and explore, be close to it, get your feet in it, especially if it's a warm day. And kids are so fast, you know, how quick we can lose track of them. So that supervision is so key, especially in places like Howell Station, Wallishuck, Whitebreast, any place that's going to have close access to the shoreline. So we, you know, really want to make sure people are paying attention to their kids. If they're going fishing, it should be with a grown-up, somebody that's going to be able to help them at a moment's notice. And of course, life jackets are always key. If you got little ones around the water, a life jacket is going to be something good to put on them ahead of time, just in case you turn away 1 second and they're in the water. You've got that extra level of protection.
Well, and the holidays, of course, mean a lot of people are going to be here, both at campgrounds and on the water as well. Just remind folks about what it means to maintain that patience when there is going to be that many people, especially if they're out on the water with their boats.
Mm-hmm. You know, Lake Red Rock being Iowa's largest lake, there's plenty of room, even on a busy weekend. But where they may see those crowds would be at the launch areas, the boat ramps. And so if you have some options on flexibility, it seems like you'll see less people generally putting in the morning than you will, say, around 11 o'clock to about 1 o'clock, you know, midday. So if you can time your time that you plan to go out onto the water, you probably will see less crowds if you can go earlier or maybe a little bit later in the day when maybe everybody else is already on the water. So try to avoid some of those peak times if you want to have a little bit more opportunity to get to the boat ramp a bit faster.
Well, and recently we had a lot of severe weather that did impact areas at Lake Red Rock. There were reports of some funnel clouds over the Lake Red Rock area. And I know that oftentimes this time of year, the weather may seem nice, so you've had a lot of people at your campgrounds, but severe weather can strike frequently and oftentimes with short notice. What are the things that people at the campgrounds need to be prepared for, and what are ways they can prepare when there is severe weather, possibly in the forecast or even thunderstorms? storms or heavy rainfall.
Mm-hmm. Nowadays, with smartphones the way they are, a lot of people are very aware of what weather alerts there might be that are happening. There is also the opportunity to, as you come into the park, you'll see signs saying for emergency alerts. You could text a certain park name in Marion, so like Howell Station Marion, to 69310. Put that in your phone, and it'll often send you an emergency alert for that specific area for another level of protection. So those would be some of the things that I'd keep in mind. If you're in a tent or a trailer, obviously you're going to be a little bit more susceptible to wind than a hard structure would be. So typically, if you're going to have a tornado warning and you're in a park, we recommend people go into the buildings, the bathroom buildings, as a better place for protection during those severe weather, such as a tornado watch or warning.
Once again, that was Park Ranger Tracy Spry. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.